This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. President Vidyadev Bhandari calls a session of House of Representatives on 7th of March. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says pre-monsoon begins in country, marking end of a winter season, and at least 18 people killed by Myanmar forces in several cities. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadev Bhandari has called the session of the House of Representatives on 7th of March at 4 p.m. upon the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The President called the House session as per the Article 93 and Sub-Article 1 in the Constitution of Nepal. The meeting will be held at the International Convention Centre in Bhubaneswar. Minister for Health and Population Hriday Tripathi has said that Nepal has entered into a crucial phase in its fight against COVID-19 along with the preparations for the second phase of vaccination. Minister Tripathi said that it was a significant achievement for Nepal to vaccinate the priority group people as well as the starting of the second priority group at a time when 101 countries across the world are still out of access to vaccine. In the first phase of vaccination drive, the government administered vaccine to frontline workers, including health workers, from 27th of January to 6th of February. Now the government is starting the first phase to the second priority people of above 55 years from 7th of March. The government has made preparations to vaccinate 20% of the total population to the first and second priority group. A fire engulfed the office of Solu FM in Solokombu Municipality 6, Dorpa Bazar. Chairperson of the Radio Board of Directors, Budhi Narayan Shrestha, said the inferno was taken under control this morning. As informed, the fire had destroyed the office building, including recording room. Locals, along with Armed Police Force, Nepal Police, Nepal Army, radio employees, Chief District Officer and Ward Chairperson had poured their joint efforts to douse the inferno in 2 hours. An epochal success has been achieved in the area of cancer treatment with the establishment and operation of a well-equipped Purvanchal Cancer Hospital in Birtamur Chapa. The hospital has been established to provide quality care and treatment to cancer survivors in Nepal. To that end, the hospital has arranged modern physical infrastructure, equipment and human resources. It is claimed that the hospital is so far the biggest private sector-run cancer hospital in Nepal. Executive Director of B&C Hospital, Dr. Durga Prasad, informed that all services, including necessary radiotherapy, chemotherapy and surgery, have been made available from the hospital. Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has begun imparting training to the instructors of Nepal language, which was chosen as a local language. Chief of KMC Department of Education, Ram Prasad Subedi, said that the metropolis has made arrangement of 172 teachers of Nepal language on own resources. KMC has made a preparation to appoint at least one teacher in each community school and up to 3 teachers based on the number of students and the need. The teaching and learning of the Nepal language is to be enforced from coming educational session. The pre-monsoon has made its way into the country from today, ending the winter season. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said that the pre-monsoon has begun from 1st of March. The period is marked by the continuous influence in weather in the afternoon and evening, namely storm, hailstorm and lightning in the hilly region. The department has urged one and all for the damages occurring due to storm, hailstorm and lightning. Meteorologist Pratibha Manandar said the influence of a local wind began to be felt with the end of the winter. The influence of a local wind was felt with a rise in the temperature, she said, adding that the pre-monsoon's presence will be felt in the hilly areas only. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. According to UN Human Rights Office, police in Myanmar have fired live rounds on protesters killing at least 18 protesters on the deadliest day of anti-coup rallies. Deaths were reported in several cities including Yangon, Dawei and Manjali as police used live rounds and tear gas. Security forces began the violent crackdown on Saturday after weeks of largely peaceful protests against the 1st February military takeover. Government leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi, were overthrown and detained. The police operation was expanded on Sunday as school leaders sought to quash a civil disobedience campaign that has shown no sign of ending. Iran has ruled out holding an informal meeting with the US and European powers on ways to revive a nuclear deal, insisting that America must lift all of its unilateral sanctions first. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said it was not appropriate time for the talks proposed by the European Union. The US said it was disappointed but that it remained ready to re-engage in meaningful diplomacy on the issue. Tensions have soared since the US left a nuclear deal with Iran in 2018. The US has now expressed intent to rejoin the deal under President Joe Biden, but Washington insists Tehran must return to full compliance with the agreement first, while Iran says that will happen only once sanctions are lifted. The former US President Donald Trump says he has no plans to launch a new political party, telling a conservative conference in Florida that it will split the Republican vote. In his first speech since Democrat Joe Biden became president, he also hinted that he might run for office again in 2024. Trump strongly criticized his successor, saying US policy had gone from America first to America last. This speech comes weeks after Trump was acquitted in an impeachment trial. The former president remains banned from social media platforms, including Facebook and Twitter, over his response to January's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Vidyadev Bhandari calls a session of the House of Representatives in 7th of March. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says pre-monsoon begins in country, marking end of winter season, and at least 18 people killed by Myanmar forces in several cities. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenewsnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.